Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and good spirit. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we are blessed with a special privilege, and the privilege is that we have a young lady that knows her business like nobody else knows her business. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we have the pleasure of having Peg, I know I never really get this right, Peg McDermott on our show today, and Peg's going to share with us her skills and knowledge. Peg is an award-winning marketing and communications expert, internet marketing specialist, and she's also a public speaker. Peg is the founder and president of Kogo Interactive, and they are an interactive internet marketing firm specializing in helping small to mid-sized businesses increase their revenue and awareness by leveraging their social media and their search engine optimization. And Peg is, again, a person that I've actually met with on a few other occasions, and she's just an incredible human being. Peg has also gained 25 years of experience that she's got in marketing and advertising, and she is an expert in her field, working with several other large companies and being able to help them to actually capitalize on their social media and, of course, getting more of their share of what's going on out there in the mobile media and marketing arena. So with no other hold up, let's get to the great Peg. Hey, Peg, how you doing?
Zurian, hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm That's always like, all right till I can do better, but you've heard that a thousand times.
What an awesome introduction. Thank you. I'm really glad to be here with you.
Well, thank you very much, and we are truly honored to have you, and I also hope that some of the people that go into our chat room and or call in today have some great questions for you, because basically, this particular information is going to be free to them. So if anybody wants to call in, the number is 323-443-7471. Again, that's 323-443-7471. And if you have a question for Peg, please call in, and we'll try to get to you as quickly as possible. But we're going to also try to make sure that we let Peg finish her thoughts so that she can get as much information out there to you as possible. And, of course, I want to thank Road to Stardom for actually sitting in our chat room and our other guests. But anyway, with no further ado, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, you did a great job introducing me in terms of my background. I do have a pretty extensive ad agency background in terms of the larger picture marketing scope, so branding and messaging, copy, advertising. I have an extensive background there, and I decided to get more specific with the online world because I love the technology. And we started in the mid-90s building websites when they were all pretty little flash brochures, basically. And since that time, my firm and I have grown. So mostly I have grown. My firm is 4 years old. I'm a little older than that. But what we do is we focus primarily on online marketing strategies for small to mid-sized businesses. And what that means is, do you have a solid online presence today? Because that's where most of your customers are. That's where most of your future customers are. And many know this already. So we really go in helping businesses to understand that how to use these technologies to help grow their sales and their brand and not get overwhelmed with the technology, not let that trip them up. And that can be where many business owners, marketing managers and the like do get tripped up, is the technology and all of the choices overwhelm them. And what I help my clients do is focus on those channels that make the most sense for their business. And again, when you think of social media, many think of technical overwhelm. And it really isn't that difficult to understand. And you don't have to be everywhere to make it work because each network is different. So I work with folks to start with small steps and begin where they are. And I emphasize that this isn't something that we can ignore. We have to adapt and adopt because this is where the future is. This is where our future customers are, our future clients, employees, and employers. They know this world really, really well, this digital world. It's mostly the Gen Ys and the Gen Xs. Those of us that are baby boomers have had to catch up. But the fact is that this is where our customers are and where our marketing is and is headed. And so, and that's not to say print isn't still very viable. It is. It's just print, when you can get your online and your print to work together, then it gives your print that much more reach. So they work very well together, print and online marketing. So the key that I tell many with regard to social media is start where you are and remember that social media isn't about sales. It's not about selling. It's about developing relationships because we end up working with people that we know and we trust and that we've built relationships with. And social media is the perfect way in which to do that, the perfect channel, the perfect opportunity. It provides credibility. It provides value as long as you have good content that you can share with others. And many go in not knowing, sort of like a shotgun approach. And what we work with folks on is to begin with a strategy, then find your target market, deliver valuable content, capture their information where appropriate, and stay in touch. That really is the formula for social media success. And content is king. So when you think of that, you think of who is my target market and what do they need? What can I do? What can I give them that will help them make, that will help solve their problems, that addresses their pain points? And if you can do that with content using either Facebook or LinkedIn or blogging, and we'll get into those channels a little bit in a little bit, then you begin to position yourself as a thought leader and an expert in your field because you're giving folks information they can use. It's not mundane. It's informational. And many folks, they share when I do talks about this, they're like, I really don't see the value in this because I'm not interested in when you had coffee and where you had coffee and what kind of coffee you had. And I said, there is a downside to any opportunity that's hit critical mass, and social media has hit critical mass. It is an important and integral and critical part of your marketing strategy today. So if you can put the mundane aside and look at the informational side, the informational power of social media, and use it and leverage it to grow your business, you are going to be so far ahead of your competitors.
So when we work, right. I tell people that all the time. Continue, please.
So what we look at in terms of helping clients to understand where is the best place for me to be in social media and what should I be doing? And what we usually say in answering that question is, who are you trying to reach? Those businesses that are primarily like business to consumer or business to the end user usually do very well on Facebook. And I'll be making some sort of sweeping generalities here because of our time constraints, but because there are more specifics I could get into, but our time won't allow that. But understanding Facebook is key in terms of how people use Facebook. There's over a billion users. And when you bring it right down to its basics, Facebook is about building relationships. And it is has a heavy female base. Heavy women base, but it's about building relationships, building awareness, and using this to position yourself, again, as an expert in what you do, as a thought leader, as a resource. And the one statistics that I share with many when I do talks is that the fastest growing demographic, one of the fastest growing demographics in Facebook, are women 55 plus. So it's no longer the purview of the real young user anymore. There are those of us that are older that are using these channels, and we have money to spend.
I hear you.
That's a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm, exactly. There are so many things that you can be doing to leverage your Facebook presence. Of course, there's the whole timeline, the large banner that you can use to really position your brand. It's not really one, you really aren't able to use that timeline photo on your fan page for purely promotional purposes because Facebook frowns upon that. But it is still a way to showcase your business and your brand. So it's really important to utilize that timeline photo as best you can and fill in all the information about your company and then feed it content every single day. And people, they get a little overwhelmed with every single day, and if you can't do it every day, then you do it as often as you can, but the consistency is what's key. You can upload video, upload photos, start conversations, ask questions. That's the one of the best ways to use Facebook to raise awareness around your business and your brand. And there are a lot of resources out there that you can refer to get more of a learning background or learning foundation on how to leverage this channel. Facebook itself has a lot of tutorials that you can go to. Just click the help link on your Facebook page, and it will bring you to lots of resources that you can use to leverage your business. So with Facebook, it's really about business to consumer. With LinkedIn, it's more about business to business. And LinkedIn is more, it's over 200 million users now. And it really is more of a professional networking channel, but it's still very, very powerful in its own right. And those of us that reach out to other businesses to help them grow, to provide value-added content, this is where we go to do that. And there are so many ways to leverage LinkedIn that, again, our time today won't allow us to get into the specifics, but hopefully for future calls together I can talk more about LinkedIn and how best to use it. But with LinkedIn, you really are able to use so many of its features to, again, position yourself as a thought leader and an expert in what you do, making sure your profile is 100% filled out. And there's so many tools and applications that LinkedIn is providing now. The skills and experience area is a very important area to fill out, and that allows you to go in and pick those areas that really help to demonstrate what your skill level is. And there are hundreds to choose from. So the more you can legitimately add to your profile, the better. Because, again, you'll come up in searches within LinkedIn, which is important. And also, LinkedIn profiles now are profiled or indexed by Google. So if you've probably experienced when you do a search, a lot of LinkedIn profiles or LinkedIn information or LinkedIn company pages may come up in searches. And that's another reason to use LinkedIn because, again, it is an opportunity to optimize your content and get found in Google searches. So that's important. Google Plus is important in that same to that same point of getting found in more Google searches, organic searches. You want to make sure you have a Google Plus profile filled out as well. So, and then of course there's Twitter. And Twitter the Twittersphere is made up of some very, very loyal users. A lot of the media use Twitter. It's a great real-time communications tool, and many call it a little micro-blogging tool, where you're just really keeping your followers up to date on what's going on with your business, on anything else that you wish to share that is informational and relevant and valuable.
Very cool. As we were talking a minute ago about business to business, you know, I know that it changes as technology improves and as people, sometimes you don't know which way the wind is going to blow because we're people, so we're fickle as into which thing we pick up the quickest or which thing we adapt the quickest, and a lot of times that's the peer mindset. What do you believe is one of the best tools to use for business to business?
Well, LinkedIn is a tool, and it's one of the better tools, if not the best tool, to use for business to business. And within LinkedIn, there are lots of applications and resources that you can leverage to, again, position yourself as an expert at what you do and to build your network and to ask for recommendations and to build on those endorsements that people do on their own. That's not really something you can solicit. An endorsement is done voluntarily by someone in your network. A recommendation is something you actively solicit.
Sure.
So it's important to look at your profile, make sure there's a picture of you on your profile, and that everything is 100% filled out, and there's a little bar to the right that will show you what percentage your profile is filled out, and it should be at 100%. Take advantage of this because, again, this information comes up on searches, in searches, not only within LinkedIn, which has a very powerful search engine, but within Google. And on top of that, you can, if you own your own business, you can create a company page that's associated with your personal profile. Take full advantage of that as well, because that's another opportunity to showcase who you are, how you're different, and utilize these free tools. If you have a profile that's personal and a profile that is company-based.
Very good. Phil, I know I tell several people on a regular basis, I'll look at their LinkedIn page and I'll be like, listen, you need to fill it out. You need to put your picture in there because you get so many that have the little silhouette.
Yes, right. And it's like we like to do business with people and connect with people that we know or at least can put a face to the profile. So it's a little creepy when you're looking at a profile and there's no face there. So use that to, because we're human beings and we do business with and we connect with people that we can relate to.
Very true. And also be willing to give and share information with people. That's the other thing. I think a lot of people are really reluctant to actually share some of the information, but it's all business related or should be.
Exactly. And, you know, I'm of the philosophy that you share and give as much as you possibly can because it does come back around. That's just how it works. And so if you're able to share a piece of information or a white paper or some post that includes a link to a resource that could help a fellow business person or professional, then why not do it? It's going to help them, and it will come back around to serve your business growth. And that's what I have found, and I've learned and heard from many who use these channels successfully. And they're very open and very transparent about sharing great, relevant information that will help others grow their businesses.
Correct. As you know, I'm a big advocate for text, but I like the actual opt-in services only because I don't want it to be looked at as spam, and I've been trying to get a lot of people to understand that, you know, it's already been adopted. It's already being used by everybody, so that's another great social media, mobile media type of tool to actually utilize.
That's a great point, exactly. And the social media, these different channels are great ways to build your email opt-in list. So if you have forms built into, say, your Facebook fan page and you're willingly providing gated content, meaning basically there's content that you're providing, but you're asking for contact information to provide that information. That helps to build your opt-in email list, and that is where the sales are made. When you build that database of people that have said, you know what, I do want to hear more from you. I like what you've shared so far. It has helped me, and I want to learn more. Tell me more. That is where you're building that trust, and you're building the reputation of being a thought leader and an expert at what you do. And then when you're communicating with that email database on a regular basis on the specific things you can offer and can sell, that's where you see your bottom line grow. And so the other side is, the other side of social media is your search optimization, making sure your website is well optimized for Google and other search engines. That I truly believe is we could take an hour just talking about search engine optimization. But I wanted to start and share with a little more about social media and share what has helped our clients in terms of growing their business using these new technologies and where it's headed, and that we really can't ignore it anymore. You know, there are those businesses and some at the C-level in businesses that really don't want to be bothered with the social media, and it's not something we can turn a blind eye to, or we'll lose business, we'll lose opportunities.
You are absolutely right. I went to a meeting for a large financial company actually a few months ago, and I presented some information in the area of social media, social mobile media. I told them, I was like, listen, you have a choice. You can either get on board or your competitors will get on board and they'll end up taking your customers.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then one added layer to you know, add to the social media channels is blogging. You know, blogging is critically important to our online marketing strategy because it's an opportunity to do a deeper dive into some specific content that really relates or can back into services that you provide. And if the blog is nested or included inside your website, then you, when you're posting to the social media, you can include a link back to your blog, a blog post that you published. And because it's nested within the site, that visitor has an opportunity to visit other parts of your website and learn more about your business and possibly to, you know, follow up on a call to action that you've given them.
That's correct. Because a lot of people, they'll have updates or changes or added different services to their businesses, and somebody would have done business with them if they knew that they already did that, but they never knew. They only knew that, perfect example, Joe did roofing. They didn't know that Joe had added another part to where he did another siding or something like that, you know, because they just didn't know because Joe didn't communicate with them and they didn't have another avenue to find out that the business had branched out.
Right. Right. So with blogging, it has a double benefit in that it helps to educate your audience, your customers, your prospects about your business, about your level of expertise. It also is a great search engine optimization tool because each blog post can be optimized with certain keywords. And if it's optimized properly, and WordPress makes that really easy, then this blogging content gets found in searches. That's very, very important. So you have the social media value and the search engine optimization value. So you're creating thought leadership by consistently publishing great content, and at the same time, Google is seeing all this fresh content getting loaded to your website, and Google loves fresh content. And if you're able to do that once a week, that's going to help your searches in a big way.
Phenomenal. You know, there's definitely so much information within the social media, mobile social media, and the advertising area that, as you said, there's no way that we can possibly cover it all today. And we've only got about 4 or 5 minutes left. So I want to just, before we go, I want you to, even though it's on the site, I'd like you to give everybody that may have questions or may want to get back in touch with you later on after listening to the show, your contact information so that they can reach you.
Oh, sure. The best way to reach me via email is at peg@cogoresults.com. And you can reach me at our main company line is 703-885-8406. And I blog, and my website is cogoresults.com. And my blog is part of the site, and I update the blog every week. And I'm pretty much sending out content. You've probably seen it, Zurianne. I probably have become a pain because I do send out a lot of content via Facebook and Google Plus and LinkedIn and Twitter. But I believe it. I believe in this technology, and I believe in the power of using it to help my peers, colleagues, and sometimes even competitors. So it's important to think of that as the philosophy behind using social media.
Right.
So again,
like you said earlier, to also remind people that, you know, you're building relationships. It's not something that's going to happen overnight, but it's well worth it. But please continue.
Exactly. So what we had talked a little bit about is the possibility of doing deeper dives in a three-part series around Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest, and then LinkedIn and blogging. And then how can we use some of the tools out there, like online social media dashboards, to integrate all of these onto one dashboard so that it simplifies our social media outreach system. Hootsuite's a great resource. TweetDeck's another great resource. There are several. Both have free versions. You can install all your social media into the dashboard and do all your posting from the dashboard, so you're not having to log into several different channels. And, of course, WordPress is a great blogging tool. If you aren't able to add it to your website, you can certainly use the WordPress.com version. It's not the one that I normally recommend for clients because I want them to get the search value. But that is a great way to get started with blogging to see how well you like and resonate with this tool.
Phenomenal.
So, hopefully we can talk more about that in the future as far as more specifics around these channels and the resources that are free that can be used so your listeners know how to best leverage these networks.
Not a problem. I think what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen that may be listening, is I'm going to get with Peg and we're going to see if we can do maybe a three-part series where we talk about as many of these particular items to help you get a good start and understanding of these tools, and some of these tools, of course, we can't cover them all, so that you can get a good start on growing your business, growing your brand, and also increasing your overall knowledge as a whole, because we need to definitely grow our information. So with that, mm-hmm. I want to say thank you very much for being on the Zurian Show.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, and again, hopefully you'll be more than willing to come back. We'll work on that those other shows and see what we can put together.
Great. That'll be fun.
Outstanding. All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, today we got blessed by speaking to a guru of social media and somebody that can truly help you to grow your business. So I tell everybody to reach out and get in contact with Peg and also share her information and listen in for the future shows. So, again, with no further ado, again, I want to thank Peg again for coming on the show. I want to thank those that listened in the chat room. And as always, we wish you the very best with your business, your hopes, your goals, and all of the above. And thank you again for listening to the Zurian Show, because if you don't listen, all we're doing is talking to ourselves. So with that said, thank you very much, and everybody have a great and wonderful day. And let's get out there and do business and make money and do good for the rest of the world, including ourselves. Take care.